Happy Sketchfest. I want to introduce our crew here, and then we'll get started, right? Okay. Coming up before me is our not one, but two sound rods tonight. We have Shane O'Connell, master sound designer on Mission to Zix. We have Sean Doyle helping out tonight as well. Let's get the crew out here. I'm Alden Ford. I play Plek Deck Setter on the show. Hello. Next up is C53 Protocol Droid, Jeremy Bentz. Next up, Ship of the Stars, Dreamer of the Land, it's the Margerian Jade, Mujan Zulfikari. Reclusive singer-songwriter, Berman Nundaloy, Seth Lynn. Super Soldier, AJ2884, recently gone ultra after drinking his father, Winston Knoll. All right. And we're very excited to welcome our special guest tonight. We're big fans. Please welcome out Iffy Wadiwee! Ali Kokesh cannot be here with us, but she's thinking about us. She's here in spirit. We will pass along your love to her. Yes. So, well, first of all, you should know our show is over. Not this show. Don't leave. We are going to set this show after the events of the season 5 series finale. And since this is a brand new episode, we're in a completely new world here. We don't have a crawl from Jeremy Crutchley, so I am going to provide a little recap during the crawl music, and then we'll get started. You guys ready to start the show? All right. Shane, whenever you're ready. Mission to Zix is an improvised science fiction podcast following the mission adventures of an intrepid crew of interplanetary emissaries. Naive farm boy Plek Dexeter, know-it-all protocol droid C-53, lizard bird bureaucrat Nermit Bundeloy, hulking omnigendered alien Dar, defected clone trooper AJ-2884, former movie star and sentient starship the Bargerian Jade, angsty teenager Justin Baldwin, and Bino, a magical being with nipples who turns out to be the all-knowing caretaker of the galaxy. It's like a workplace comedy in space. In season 1, the crew were ambassadors for the Galactic Alliance. In season 2, they defected and fought against the Federated Alliance. In season 3, they were hunted by, but ultimately victorious against, the evil Emperor of the Galaxy. And in the series finale, Plek fulfilled his ancient prophecy, defeating the evil wizard Kort Maelbor and restoring balance to the galaxy, after which the crew decided to leave the galaxy themselves. And that's all you need to know about Mission to Zix!
I guess I'd prefer not to have a mustache.
Oh, a mustache?
Oh,
yeah. Don't mind if I do.
Ooh. That one sounds sick.
You know, guys, I gotta say, I love shaving elves as much as the next guy, but I feel like we kind of just made a pretty big decision to leave the galaxy. I'm sorry.
Maybe we should come back to it.
No, come on, AJ.
Why?
No, we'll watch Shaving Elves later.
Also, wow, Plek, spoiler alert.
What?
Yeah, those elves get shaved?
That's the premise of the show.
Of Shaving Elves?
Yeah. I mean, it's the title of the show.
But you're sort of left wondering during each episode, is this the one where they won't shave?
I'm also like, now that I think about it, it's maybe like The Journey. Like,
it's less important if the elves get shaved or not, and so much about, like, why are they getting shaved, you know?
Right. So wait, we're running the galaxy now?
Well, we're going to. I don't know. I mean, we just decided.
All right!
Yeah. Yeah. All right, good. Okay.
Okay. AJ.
Stop.
Careful, AJ.
What do we want to do?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think the first thing we have to do is we kind of have to...
Edicts.
What?
What?
We need to make edicts.
Where did you...
AJ, where did you learn that word?
What?
He's reading his hand.
We need to make edicts and bylaws.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
You've been stepping out, but proud of you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Listen, you know, people are like, once you get into power, you become the leader of the universe, or whatever they say, it changes you. I don't think it's changed me. I think I'm the same Baji I ever was.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm pulling together all the crew we have and investing in NF Jux.
No, Bargy.
What's an NF Juck?
It's a non-fungible Juck.
Okay.
Now,
I'm sold.
AJ.
Let's do it.
I don't know.
How much crew are we talking
about? I don't know a lot about it. I feel like I'm pretty confident you should not do that.
Hey, AJ, if your understanding of this is just what you were just told, you absolutely should not invest.
But if somebody powerful is telling me, shouldn't I do it?
No,
he's
I don't
really,
think so.
He's really bred to obey.
All right, well, guys, listen, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should leave this up to Nermit, but I sort of feel like we should sit around and talk.
Nermit, are you calling us from inside the ship?
Yeah, well, I just miss the old days of calling in, so now I'm in.
Nermit, you're right here.
I know, but
we're done with that shit. We're not doing missions.
AJ,
no, we're done with that shit.
AJ,
what? Shit.
Careful.
I mean, AJ's right though.
No. Okay, don't.
You're inside of me.
No, I turned on the missionator and I found like one last mission just rattling around in there.
But no, Nermit.
Why'd you even turn on the machine?
We're done with that
shit.
I mean, AJ's right. Nermit, we're not doing missions anymore.
We're just going to be telling people to buy
Also, Dar just left.
Yeah, where is Dar?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's what Dar's
okay.
doing.
Oh, wow, she's in the other ship.
They're making out with evil Dar.
Yeah, you can just make him out on the Kulata over there. I mean, good for them.
That checks out. Yeah, I'm happy for him.
I mean, hey, Dar's done with missions and shit, you know?
I mean, yeah, Dar gets it, honestly.
Did you guys miss the fact that there's literally a mission in the Missionator?
Who cares?
Who cares?
What? Nermit! We call the shots now. We get to say whether we go on mission. Yeah. The computer doesn't tell us.
Take the mission off the mission.
Also, I'm Justin. I'm also here.
Okay, yeah, oh, Justin.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin, we know you're here, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
Wait.
We're going to pull it up, and we've got it here. Oh, it's in sort of a digital envelope.
I swore to myself I would never say these words ever again. What's the mission, Nermit?
Music to my tiny ears.
Wait, you have ears?
They're kind of holes.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not,
it's a generous term.
Yeah. Well, this is, oh, goodness, an invitation to Plek Dexeter. Okay.
Wait, the mission is an invitation to me?
Yeah, and it says, you are cordially invited to your 10-year reunion on Rangus 6.
No.
Yep.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, I've changed my mind.
First of all,
100% on board for this mission.
No, what?
Yeah, this sounds like it's gonna rule. Let's do this.
No, first of all, it's not a mission. Secondly, I'm not going.
We're not doing missions anymore. We're doing a reunion.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Plek, at least you like literally went to high school.
Oh, right.
Like, I didn't get any of the other smarts.
Sorry. You didn't... What?
I didn't get any of that experience. I was homeschool.
What?
I didn't get it either.
Yeah, I still get...
I said I went to homeschool.
Went to homeschool.
Homeschool.
Oh. Inside
my
the...
My parents are dead!
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Justin.
I guess I kind of went to school. I watched propaganda for, like, hours.
Honestly, depending on the high school.
Yeah,
not that different.
Yeah, pretty similar.
The RSVP option is only yes, so I don't know.
Delete the email, Nermit.
Let's do No,
listen, guys, listen. I don't want to get into that, but, like, I didn't have a great experience in high school, okay?
Oh, wow, surprise!
Oh, really? Wait, no, really? You didn't have one? But you're, like...
Say it.
Say it.
You know, you're great.
Aww.
That's very charitable.
Thanks. Thanks, AJ.
Wait, what's high school?
Okay.
And yes.
No! Never mind.
Let's do it. This sounds great.
You know, Plek, you've described Ranga 6, but in person, it's...
Oh, yeah, a lot of farms, right?
I was going to say even worse, but yeah, a lot of farms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
Is this one of those planets that everyone's like,
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a flyby.
Yeah. It's sort of a flyover planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flyover planet.
Yeah.
Hey, crew, I found some really weird looking ships in the field, so I'm going to go hang out with them.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
You sure, Barge?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're pretty rusty and okay.
Huh. Okay, so...
Plek, is it going to be a problem that you're bringing, you know, a bunch of extra people to your reunion?
No, I need this, C-53. I need to be able to say, here's my best friend, one of the smartest robots in the world.
Oh.
It's very nice.
Yay.
I'm just saying my name out loud.
Best friend is a category. It's not a position.
Okay. Everybody remember what the mission is. Kick ass
no.
and sell NFJ.
Okay.
No.
Also get a high school education.
Oh.
No.
Hey, oh, Justin. Hey.
Yeah, Justin. They don't teach anything at the reunion.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. The reunion.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
Shut up.
It's just former students of the high school come back to sort of reminisce about their time at the high school.
And little man listens to me.
Okay, that one. I lost that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Hi. Welcome to Rangu 6.
Thank you.
What are your names? Who are you? Thank you.
It's Plek Dexter, class of 3E.
Pleko?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, it's me. It's Plek.
You look this, like the same, but sadder.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
I mean, it's only been 10 years. It hasn't been...
What a 10 years has been, though, am I right?
I guess
I'm
so.
I'm only 7.
Well, here's your name tag.
Thank you, thank
and
you.
And I didn't know you're bringing +4, but you can.
Great.
Nice.
Cool, thank you.
Wow, thank you very much.
Yeah, not many people came, so we kind of need the bodies.
Oh,
but
great.
But Toonie Tyne is in there, Yafarn is in there, Mauritius is in
there. I don't know any of these people. I don't remember any of these people.
Caroline the Soup is in there.
Caroline the Soup? Sounds interesting.
How big was your high school?
Baron is in there. Also, your enemy is in there.
What?
Twist.
Plek, did you have a high school nemesis?
I mean, I wouldn't say nemesis.
This is the mission. We take out the nemesis.
No, AJ. We don't need to do
no,
that.
We can't
even see it coming.
Listen. AJ.
It's ranked 6. So I feel like I'm pretty much allowed.
Yeah.
I think it's an open carry planet.
Yeah, it's an open carry planet. It's my right.
Okay, all right. All right.
Yeah.
Plek, who's that guy over there with people kind of just looking up at him adoringly?
Rod. Oh, my Rod. That's Benedict.
Well.
Hey, man.
How you doing, Plek? I didn't expect to see your face around here anytime soon.
Oh, well, you know, just got the invite and felt like I really wanted to come to this and be here with you guys and you.
Yo, you were so reluctant.
Oh,
yeah, you really didn't want to go.
Okay.
Is this the guy we're supposed to kill?
No, God, just, you know, God, find some punch or something, please.
Okay.
Oh, there's a punch?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm gonna go make sure he takes a reasonable portion of
yeah,
punch.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm gonna get a high school education.
They don't teach anything here at the, this is, it's, all the kids are on break. This is, okay, all right.
Hey, before we even get any further into tonight, I just want to say, things are cool between us, Plek. Everything's under the bridge. You can trust me.
Okay.
No harm will come to you
wow.
in this building.
Okay, all right. All
no
right.
matter what.
Listen, Benedict.
You can trust me.
Okay.
Let down your guard.
Okay, all right. Listen, Benedict, I just feel like I should probably say, like, sort of two things. First, great. I totally am glad to hear you say that. Secondly, I sort of feel like we got to both say it's what, I mean, I feel like what water is under your bridge? Because I feel like last time we hung out, it was rough.
And, yeah, I said I was going to kill you if I ever saw your face again. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've thought on things. I went to therapy and I started working on my inner child and I was like, the old BJ has to die so that a new BJ can live.
Oh. So new BJ.
Yeah, all the threats that I've ever said to you, just consider that not even real.
Okay.
I'm only here to love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So just accept this BJ, okay?
I'll try. Thank you.
All right. So you going to introduce me to your cool friends?
Yeah,
hey, C53, this is Benedict Judas. He's a friend of mine from high school.
Good to meet you, Benedict.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, me and him go way back.
Clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You know, there's a whole new Benedict Judas here. There's, you know, I'm just here to make sure y'all have a good time.
Wow. Benedict was the... class president?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're sort of responsible for this whole shit, Nick.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I was real excited to throw it, you know, some would say I'm popular, I was,
Yeah, homeworld coming king?
Yeah, voted most likely to rule the galaxy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, funny story.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to really brag, but actually, like yesterday, I sort of saved... the galaxy.
Oh! Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a prophecy. It was sort of like an ancient prophecy, and everything kind of came together, and I... the fabric of reality is sort of here because of the stuff that I and all of us did. Like yesterday.
Wow, I'm so happy for you. And did you hear Tina runs her own farm now, too?
Oh, wow.
Like, so
wow.
You're like, well, yeah, like... I'm glad
that's
everyone in
cool.
here is
that's
just,
really
like,
impossible.
Leveling up. Yeah,
yeah.
Everybody's... nailing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Does she grow things or she raises
cattle? Yeah, yeah. She got purple milk. She got
oh,
a big
great.
Purple milk
that's
business.
Like
yeah.
Really
yeah, yeah.
Profitable.
That's
yeah.
really hard.
Yeah.
I'm AG, by the way, and I trust you.
AG.
Thank you so
okay.
much.
AJ has, I've never, how are you carrying that many cups of punch?
Well, you know, got two hands and giant forearms and just
balancing on your forearms.
Yeah, does anyone want punch?
Well, hold on. I actually got a drink for Plek, just for you.
Not one of these 12
it's
glasses
a different
of punch?
No, I have it's some of Tina's purple milk that I wanted you to try personally.
Special?
Okay.
Yeah, no one else...
I can just pick the punch with
yeah, yeah, yeah. No one else except Plek. I'd love you to drink this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, I guess I'll just... drink this in front of everybody.
Yeah, feel free.
You're acting like Benedict Judas might sell you out in some way. Don't be weird, just drink the purple
Don't be weird, Papa.
Does it taste like poison?
Tastes great. Yeah, really purple. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was, you know, I took Tina brought some in, and I wanted to save some just for you.
That's so impressive.
Yeah,
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 it's very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Papa, why are you being so weird about it?
You know, hey, BJ, great to see you. I'm going to circle around and see who else is
here.
Yeah,
do your thing. I'm going to go talk to the soup. She's real rich now.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Devin, is that you?
Oh, no, I'm
Devin,
not.
Devin, it's me, Baron Barron.
Hey, Baron Barron. I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
my.
Not Devin.
Wow.
I didn't go to this high school.
I haven't stopped thinking about you since high school.
That's extremely flattering.
Every single day of my life, I have been thinking about you.
I just want to clarify, I am a robot. I didn't go to this, I think, largely Tellurian high school.
Entirely Tellurian.
Thank you. Great. Yeah, so I'm not whoever you thought Devin is or was. I'm not. I don't think
Devin, you're everything to me.
Wow.
It's got so intense.
Devin, this is your son.
Oh, my.
Dad?
No. No.
Is this why I love video games so much?
Sort of vaguely robotist.
Papa. Hey, Papa, what's going on?
Listen, AJ, the reason I didn't want to come here was because I had a terrible high school experience. Benedict was, like, my bully. He went out of his way every day to make my life hell.
What's a bully?
What's a bully?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's a bully?
Did you ever have a clone that was, like more of a dick than the other clones?
My commander? That I trusted with my life? Yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah. Yeah, so
you did what Benedict told you and everything worked out?
No.
Oh, well, that's kind of on you.
No, it's... How? Listen, I wasn't cool. Nobody liked me. Benedict was always acting like, hey, you could be part of the cool crowd. And so he'd make me do these things. I'd get in trouble for them. He'd sell me out in front of the whole school. It was terrible.
Benedict Judas that we just met?
Yes. He doesn't seem untrustworthy to you?
He just gave you a glass of milk.
Everybody, Benedict Judas is going to lead us in a motivational speech for the entire school.
Yay!
Yes!
Benedict!
BJ!
A motivational speech?
Is this normally what happens
No, I don't think this is what happens.
Yeah, pretty unconventional, but I'm excited.
Look, everyone, I just want to say how happy I am to see all of y'all here today in this gymnasium. It's been a whole 10 years since we walked across that stage and set off to try and achieve our dreams. And I gotta say, I'm real proud of all y'all. We've all been doing big things. I hear Plek, he's one of the leaders of the galaxy. Tina has her own farm. Maybe y'all didn't hear me. I said Plek is now a leader of the galaxy, along with Tina, who now has her own farm.
Okay, all right.
But I just want y'all to all have a good time out here. Let your guard down. Let's bury all the hatchets. Turn a blind eye to anyone you might have been afraid of in high school, because you never know. That person might be different. Have a good night, everybody. I'm going to go eat.
Plek, can I just say, I'm so glad this isn't like our other missions where there's some devious person we have to sort of like conquer.
Nermit!
It's refreshing. Yeah. It's refreshing.
You too, Nermit?
Well, Plek, I mean, he was really trying to build on public support for you.
Yeah, you guys could have applauded.
It just seemed like it was so quiet, yeah. It would have been awkward.
We already knew. We already knew.
Okay, it was so quiet, it would have been awkward if you had applauded?
Also, Benedict told me he's going to help me get my Jada.
Your what?
My Jada.
One more time?
What is that?
Majad.
Yeah.
Are you saying GED?
Yeah.
Hey, Plek.
Yo, yeah, hey.
Hey, do you mind I'm going to take Justin into one of these classrooms? Oh. I'm going to run him through. I'm going to get him his GED. What? Get him up and running. But also, for you, I got this present. It's nice and wrapped up. Don't open it till you leave the planet.
It has a little tick sound, too.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Benedict. Fun.
Yeah, no problems. Look, you can trust me now.
Thank you.
Hey, Papa, did you give him anything?
It's not like I was expecting anything.
Great.
Yeah, you know.
You don't have to read for it. You can have this eye patch. I don't need it anymore because my eye is cybernetic now.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Great.
That's nice.
Yeah.
An eye patch, a great gift for someone with two working eyes.
Listen, I don't have a lot of I didn't bring a lot of stuff.
Don't do anything then. Huh. Give him an eye patch? What?
It's just what was in my pocket.
Hey, hey, yeah, it's
very obvious.
It's fine. I'm going to cherish this eye patch because this isn't just an eye patch. This is an eye patch from Blank.
Wow, that's a
thanks,
great
buddy.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Thanks. Wow. Thanks.
I'm going to go teach Justin.
I'm going to look in the mirror and be like, you know things, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you're still carrying the mirror.
Yeah, the broken mirror with me.
Oh, wow.
Like, and BJ got you like a watch or a clock or something nice like that. It's like,
it's way too heavy to be a watch.
It's, well, a, big a clock. It's
yeah.
a big clock.
It's almost maybe too heavy to be a clock.
It's just a dense clock.
Maybe. Listen, guys, I don't feel like I want to be here anymore. You guys have a
oh,
cup of...
No, Plek, you're like a leader of the galaxy. You fulfilled your destiny. You swung that wood saber so good.
Show off a little bit. You're the leader of the galaxy. Yeah, you defeated Cor Balevor.
But C-53, you know, I don't know if robots do this.
They don't.
I guess being back here on Rangus 6, I just feel like I fall into all this. I feel so uncool being at this high school again.
You're asking if when I return to the manufacturing plant that I was
I don't
made,
know. I don't know.
Whether I fall into the same behavioral patterns I did when I was being built. Think yeah. before you ask the question.
Hey, everybody. It's time where we do that thing we do at every reunion, where we ask anyone to come up and show how cool they are now.
Strange tradition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can also tell someone else they have to.
Oh, great. Plank, get up there.
Plank, you have to.
Hey, everybody. Plek Dexter, class of 3E. Yeah, well, you know, you may not remember much about me, but I was in the marching band. I was the only pianist in the marching band.
What?
I was the Zyball manager for the Zyball team for 3 years. Really helpful.
Was that burned down?
The Zyball team burned down, but that was... That was, again, not my... I had run out of water, but it wasn't... That wasn't... That wouldn't have helped.
Wait, so the team... Wait, somebody... Did a team burn alive, or what happened?
It was.
Plank, was that the Juck My Nuts guy?
No,
who said it couldn't have hurt?
Hey, everyone, let Plek speak, okay? This is my buddy Plek.
Thank you.
And even though my father died in that fire, no. Plek did nothing to save my father. I watched my father scream as he burned. I watched my dad's face melt off. And that's when I told Plek I would never forgive him and I'd kill him the next time I saw him, but I healed my inner child. And even though every night I go to sleep, I hear the screams of my father in my head, I know it's not his fault. Sure, we asked him 2 weeks before to refill the water bucket, and that was just enough water to put out one dad on fire. Damn it. Plek tried his best. So go ahead, Plek. Tell us what you did.
Yeah, prove that you're cool now.
We're going to take a 10-minute intermission. We'll see you in a minute.
Left a pretty crucial component out of your rivalry with Benedict.
Well,
yeah,
sir,
you burned his dad alive.
That's pretty.
That's not what happened. Okay, it's more complicated than that.
All right. Well, let's get into it.
You had an edict?
Benedict was always pressuring me into doing stuff for him. He was always making me take the fall for stuff. He was smoking a cigarillo underneath the Zyball bleachers.
Sure.
And when the coach came around the corner, he handed it to me and made it look like I was the one doing it. I threw it out, and it started a fire that burned the whole Zyball Stadium down, okay?
Why didn't you throw the cigarillo into the water?
I was 16.
Okay, all right.
I didn't know what I was. It's that time in a high school reunion that we always do where anyone can come up and apologize for something they did.
Wow. I've never been to one of these before, but
there's a lot of interesting Rangus reunion traditions.
Pretty cool.
Why is AJ going up?
Hey, everybody. I'm going to be one of the leaders of the galaxy. A lot of times I was doing stuff under orders, but now that I'm thinking about it, it was probably not great. I didn't go to high school here, but sometimes we had to subdue a planet and things would get a little...
Okay.
You're not going to get an amnesty for a genocide.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Patricia. I just want to apologize for what I did. And you all know what I did.
Black, what did you do?
I don't know, but she was the only 75-year-old in our class.
Hey, I just thought I'd hop on here and throw an apology out.
You have nothing to apologize for, man. You rule!
AJ.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel like I was what some may call a bully in high school.
Commander.
I would pressure people to do things that I wanted them to do, and sometimes, you know, place the consequences on them. And, Plek, you know, even though my father died by your hands, it could have been anyone. It could have been anyone. Anyone could have killed my dad. It wasn't just you. So I apologize.
For a second, it sounded like he was saying you could have killed anyone.
But he meant it the other way.
hey, everybody. Plek Dexter, class of 3E.
Go, Plek! Go, Papa!
I guess I should apologize. I'd like to apologize to all of you and to Benedict, Judas... And to myself, to my high school self, I'd like to apologize to 16-year-old Plek Dexter.
What?
Okay, sir.
Stop beating around the bush.
I'd like to apologize to myself for not standing up for myself, for not doing the right thing.
What?
For letting other people push me around and tell me what to do. And for not standing up in front of everyone that day while the stadium was burning down and saying, this was not my fault, this was not my cigarillo. But it was I was part of it. I was complicit because I was trying to be cool.
I kind of get why we haven't come back to Ranga 6 before.
You know, it seems obvious in
retrospect. I am Plek Daniel Eugene Deck Center class of 3E, and I'm sorry.
Devin?
Oh my god, okay.
Devin, is that you?
Listen, I don't know who you think I am, but
my heart beats for you every day, okay. Devin!
Okay, what is your name?
Shafarn.
Shafarn? This might upset you, but I want to make it very clear. I'm going to remove my faceplate and show the robotic insides. I am not a student here, nor was I ever.
Who did that to you?
Why are you treating
Who
mom
did
like
that
this?
To you?
Oh my god. Listen, this is a case of mistaken identity gone very far in a particular direction.
Mom, Dad, we found him.
What?
What?
Is this Devin's mom and dad?
Yes.
Okay, listen.
Oh my god, Devin!
No. Can I see a picture of Devin? Because I am so confused right now.
You're in my locket.
That's clearly a Tellurian teenager. I don't know where Devin is, but why do you think I look like
because
you?
Because we use one of those systems that tell you how someone's going to look like when they age.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And yes, it was a very cheap one.
Okay.
Yo, everybody, listen up. Hopping on the mic, I got some good news. Now, we've all been, for the past 10 years, mourning the disappearance of Devin, but I gotta say, I just got word that Devin's back. Devin's back. Devin is back.
Yes. Hello, everyone. It's me, Devin, 10 years later. You know what? I'd like to apologize to the class here for having disappeared for 10 years. Pretty jumped up
where
that
did
I did.
You go?
Excellent question.
Devin, look, let's cut to the chase. You're back. I know what's going to bring the school spirit back. You remember the homeschool rap you did?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would love... Let's do the homeschool rap and get everyone, you know, get filled with that school spirit.
If there's anything I love, it's freestyle rap. Okay.
Son, look at your father's face during this. This is a true daddy.
Uh-huh. Here we go. Remind me of the name of this high school one more time.
Rangu High.
Rangu High, of course. Of course. So my famous homeroom rap that I would do a lot. Sing along if you know it. Hey, all the students of Rangu High. We're standing here watching the years go by. Can't get enough of all my classmates. Everyone here, you're first rate. Let's have fun and dance the night away. I'm Devin, but I'm not here to stay. Goodbye, everyone.
He's back. That was it. Word for word. That was it. He did it.
That's pretty good, C-53.
That was terrible.
You know, do you believe me now that high school sucked?
Oh, look. Nobody has a good time in high school.
Really?
I mean, I've parsed a lot of Tellurian media about the years of high school, and almost universally it sounds like a negative experience. Yeah. I'm sort of not sure why they do it.
I mean, if you didn't go to high school, you'd be like Justin.
Yeah, you'd be an idiot.
Yeah.
I wonder how his tutoring's going to get his JAD.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why Y equals MX plus.
No way!
Yeah.
Educator.
Yeah, you know, I got you, you know, so we're going to spice things up. We're going to talk about calculus.
Wow!
Yeah, I'm just going to bounce around all the maths.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Benedict, I just want to say it meant a lot to me what you said. I think about that all the time, and
Hey, everyone! It's that time of the high school reunion!
How many events are they packing in? We've been here for like 25 minutes.
It's completely part of our tradition where you do a cheek-to-cheek dance with the person you once had a feud with. Everybody!
I'm gonna need you to give me that cheek. I'm gonna need you to give me that cheek. Put that cheek on my cheek right now.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, it tickles when you talk that close to my ear. So what were you going to say?
Weird that they don't, that they turn the music off for this part.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
Wow, look at them. They're just kind of like slowly pacing back and forth, cheek to cheek, talking.
That's weird that nobody else is telling you the stuff.
No, empty. Everybody has stopped talking.
Just the two of them.
I guess there's not as many people with like long-standing feuds.
Yeah, that's what I said. It seemed like a high school where everyone pretty much got along, except for these two.
Yeah.
So yeah,
you know,
yeah,
Benedict.
Mm-hmm. You can tell me it's safe.
Benedict, I spent my entire high school feeling like a loser. And then the last year of high school feeling like a murderer. And that was because of how you treated me. It's because of what you did.
Stop beating around the bush!
I guess I sort of became who I am because of that 4 years of my life. It was really hard. And before that fire, all you ever talked about was how much you hated your dad.
Yeah, no, he sucked, but you know.
You told me you wanted to kill him all the time.
All the time. And then, like, when I saw him in flames, I was like, damn, I think I spoke too soon. like now that he's on fire, you know, it's kind of like that thing where it's like, you want what you can't have. He was a bad stepdad. He was mean to me all the time, but when he's on fire, I was like, damn.
Stepdad?
You know, Benedict, I gotta say, I didn't want to come here. I had a miserable time, and when it's all over, I'm gonna be relieved. But I'm glad we got a chance to talk.
Yeah, me too. You know, here's the real thing. You know, that Cigarolo incident, sure. So you shouldn't have been there. Sure. You had homework to do. Sure. I asked you to come under those bleachers. Sure. I blamed you for it. Sure. We shouldn't have been there because we had, you know...
Stop beating around the bush!
I gotta say, the biggest growth that I've had was realizing that maybe it was me who killed my shitty stepdad.
Maybe it was you?
Maybe. Like a tiny bit maybe. I put my inner child on trial for that. And he's awaiting judgment. So I'm free from the consequences of whatever that was.
Is that how it works?
Sounds good to me.
Fun?
I got them into the NF Junk Game.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And let's just say it's gone real bad.
For them or for you?
Oh, no.
But everything you said, it seemed airtight.
Hey, everybody, I have some really good news.
Oh, what's that, Justin?
What's that?
I'm my Jenny.
You got your GED?
Right here in my hands. Literally ask me any question right now. Like right now, like ask it right now. Like do it right now.
What's the capital of Marufta?
Shufragar.
Whoa, cool. Wow, Benedict's a really good teacher.
Hey, can you take a talk of this?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Seven reasons that show you got your GED. Number one, I look awesome. Number two, I got those deep V's now.
Is that part of it?
It really does.
Somehow it is part of it.
Really.
Number three, Zalki, never call me. Number four,
not possible.
Look what Asia can do.
No. Okay, stop shooting. Stop doing. Oh.
While shooting.
No.
And that's all.
That's less than seven.
Seven, yeah.
Wait, Blick, you never opened your gift from Benedict.
I can't do that.
He said to, specifically to open it when you left. Of course.
Bino, what?
Bino!
Bino!
Bino! What? What?
Whoa. That? What is that?
That's Bino. You've seen Bino before.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Bino, what? Presents? Bino, want to open it?
No, Bino, we can't open the present.
I think after everything we've gone through, especially Bino, Bino deserves to open this gift that currently is making a very dangerous sound.
No, Bino, don't open the present. I think
Bino
it's...
Bino will!
No, no, Bino! Bino! No, don't open that present!
Oh, it's
a... farted it open.
Wait, so...
It's a clock.
Yeah, it's like a geode clock.
Yeah, it's a really, really heavy clock.
It's dense. So this bean is where everyone's cool with this thing?
Not really.
Bino love it. Bino love geode clock.
Oh, well, hey, look, there's a little video chip in
here.
Let's plug it in.
Press play.
Hey, what's up? If you're watching this, it means you opened up my gift, and yeah. It's a geode clock. A rock clock. Because you rock. Now, I know there's a lot of history, and no one can really put a finger on who actually killed my stepdad. No, the more we think about it, the harder it gets. And we should just breeze right by it and never try and point fingers. But if it were you or me, let's move past it and have a future of friendship. Good night.
Bino love catharsis.
Wait, breaking news, his inner child got 100 years.
Commencing outro protocol. Black Deck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Boone. Dar was not played by Ellie Kokash. Margie the Ship, Justin Ballweed, and Devin's X were played by Mlujan Zulfagari. Dermot Bundeloy and Devin's son were played by Seth Lynn. Bino were played by Winston Knoll. Benedict Judas was played by special guest Ify Wadiway. This episode was recorded live at San Francisco Sketchfest 20th year in San Francisco. This episode will be edited by Seth Lind with sound design, mix, and original music by Shane O'Connell. Composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by famous Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra with mixing by Danny Keith Taylor. Ship design for the Uber Jerry and Jay by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission is X was and is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network. Thank you for coming to the show!
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.